Hi, this is Cindy from Three Little Pigs. If you try my sauce, I know you'll be back.
Love is a burning thing.
Yeah, welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL FM. We're going out to the Royal, which is the World Series of Barbecue. And Bob sprung on me a little bit earlier today. He's got a little surprise for me. That's Cindy from Three Little Pigs. They actually have a competition team out there that's going to be in that Royal, and I'm going to be a honorary member of the team. I'm sure all they'll make me do is haul ash. But
And you can try her sauce.
Yeah, I don't know as I'll be doing that. But anyway, we'll be out there doing some cooking with these guys, and hopefully I can pick up a tip or two and pass it on to you guys as well. But right now we're going to jet out to Cannonsburg, and my buddy Don from the Honey Creek Inn in the Gristmill. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Brandy. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. We owe you an apology. We were supposed to be on location out at the Honey Creek in the Gristmill. You got a big shindig going on out there today, and we were going to help you promote it. We had a couple technical difficulties, so I'm down in the studio. But I'm missing the fact that I'm not sitting there smelling that big Southern Pride smoker that's full of smoked meat. Tell me what you got cooking.
Well, Gordy put on our special hot wings that are smoked out. They're coming out in about 10, 15 minutes. We've got some whole turkeys that we are smoking. We did 140 pounds of pulled pork last night. We did beef brisket that is so juicy and moist that people are just buying it up right now. What else we have on there, Gordy?
We got turkey breasts, and we got whole chickens, half chickens, spare ribs.
Boy, that sounds good, guys. You know, one of the cool things about the Gristmill is that it's one of the only places in town, if not the only place in town, where you can go buy fresh smoked meat by the pound. It's prepared. It's ready to go. You don't have to cook it. If you don't have time to get out and get your smoke on for your tailgate, wheel through the Honey Creek and the Gristmill, which is right across the street where Honey Creek Avenue and Cannonsburg meet, and they've got a bunch of fresh smoked meat and grilled meat. Now, you guys are doing a little bit something special for the Feeding America group, too, today, aren't you?
Yeah, whatever we sell of the smoked meats out of the Southern Pride today, 50% of the profit's going to Feeding America. And this is in promoting their Million Meal March next week, Saturday.
You know, you guys are always doing great things out there. And in addition to the smoked meat, you guys got a full deli. You've got a full meat market out there. There's a gas station. There's a diner, couple restaurants. Don, you have a corner on Cannonsburg, America. I know you're the mayor out there, and you do some great things. If you've not been out to this part of the county, Northeast Kent County, right out by the Cannonsburg ski area, about a mile east, get out there. Check this place out, because they've made a huge investment in this Southern Pride smoker. Got a big enclosure, nice outdoor dining area. Even if it's 50 degrees today, you got to get out there and give this stuff a try. But Don, Gordy, thanks so much for all you do for the community, man. You guys are fantastic.
You're welcome. Hopefully you can reschedule again for later this year.
It's a done deal, Don. We'll be out there. The Grilling Guys will be live, because that's the cool thing about what you're doing. You're smoking meat year-round. This is not a seasonal gig for you. You put in a facility that's going to work year-round, and we'll be there to give it a try.
You got it.
And you can put that in my book.
Yeah, we got it in the book. But anyway.
I thought the last one was in the book.
Yeah, yeah, it was. All right, well, you guys have a great day, and I'll swing through there and pick up some meat on my way home.
All right, we'll
have
it ready for you. Hot
all right,
go.
Great.
Thanks, bye.
Bye. That was Don Kurlewitz and Gordy from the Gristmill. If you've not been out there, get out there, give it a try, because that's a great place to get some fresh smoked meat. If you don't have time to do it yourself, they'll do it for you.
Million Meal March. Is that like Louis Farrakhan or something like that? Or
yeah, at the end when they were all hungry. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm really sorry we're not there, because some brisket right now. Gordy smokes up some beautiful brisket.
Yes, he does.
That place, it's amazing. I hate to do just a big infomercial on it, but, man, I love going in there.
Yeah.
Great.
And they got a little beer store and a wine and liquor across the street. They got the Honey Creek restaurant.
There you go. See, I'm talking about stocking your house up.
Are we
you
back to that?
You get your gas. You get your meat. I wonder if they have toilet paper. Get them on the line.
Yeah. Yeah, right. They got all of that stuff. They carry schmoes. I know they do. But it's a kind of man country, and now it's time for a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man. A man, man, man. Now you're a man. A manny, manny, man, a
I know I'm a man. Just nobody agrees. Okay, today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac. Okay, really good pasties, eh?
Yeah.
Best in the Lower Peninsula.
Serve those at Maryland's in Ada as well. Had
they
one
do.
Just this last week. He was pulling out when I was pulling in, and I knew I got a fresh one, man. They're awesome.
Wow, that was weird. Anyway, you bet they good pasties. Today's Man Law is what your fellow man tells you stays between you and he, unless it's ammo that can be used to ridicule him later.
We kind of live by that one, don't we, Bob?
The latter is reputation, ego, or marriage.
Yeah.
Think about it, okay?
Okay.
Think about it.
I can ridicule your ego, your reputation, but I'm going to stay away from your marriage, man.
You can't even say reputation.
I can say Schmoes Oktoberfest, though.
Okay, so 2 weeks from now, we're in Kansas City for the biggest barbecue competition in the world.
Right.
It's going to be great. Next weekend, we are at Allen Bob's, okay? Bowtech Kevin. See the hat I'm wearing? What's it say? It
says Bowtech.
Bringing my Bowtech up north this weekend, and I'm going to be doing some shooting. I have all kinds of new arrows. When we get done with our remote there next weekend, I'm going to buy a nice range finder because I tend to get myself way up in the tree, and I'm up on hills, and man, that gets tricky. So they got range finders now that'll calculate the angle so you can use your pins accurately, because I hunt a bunch of different spots, and that tends to be really tricky in distance, you know, that slope of the arrow and everything, the drop, and you don't know where the deer are going to be. You can practice for any length you want, but you got to shoot them where they're at. So.
Yeah, if you've got any tips on how to aim out of a tree, you might want to hit us on Facebook, the Grilling Guys, and give Bob a little help on this one because he could use it. He could really use it.
Yeah.
The trick my brothers and I always used was practicing from the roof of the house.
Is that right?
Yeah, climb up on the roof. Your neighbors think you're a little weird at first, but
Practice off my deck. I have a really high deck in my backyard.
There you go.
And I shoot off that all the time. But unless you've got somebody to move the target all over the place.
Marine doesn't go
honey,
fast.
Honey, no, hold this.
One time, that's the only time she would do it. And she learned why nobody wants the job.
Well, I can understand that. You're complaining about your accuracy issues. I mean,
I can
you know
hear that William Tell overture starting up now.
Yeah. So
no apples
Chaz,
at Bob's house.
Chaz, next weekend Travis Fritz is coming down to hang out with us.
Oh, cool! I'll have to stop by because I think there's got to be something I need at Allen Bob's.
There is, and you guys could swap recipes.
All right.
Yeah.
Trav and I get along.
I bet you do. I bet you do. He's a good guy, and there's like two master brewers in the whole state.
Yeah, he's one of the degreed guys.
Yeah.
We have the great fortune of being able to hang out when we're at some of the bigger festivals and stuff and compare notes, and I'm going to be seeing him pretty quick here at the Master Brewers Association meeting, and we get in there and believe it or not, there is some technical side to that brewing stuff. It's not just whipping together in a bucket.
So is that something you're working on? Would that be desirable to you? I mean, it's got to be a nice banner to hang around your door.
I'm not right now in the pursuit of that degree, but there's a continuing ed program through the Master Brewers Association that I'm doing some work with that. We get a lot of access to some real great technical bulletins through that. And I do my best to read all of those things and learn as much as I can to keep the business profitable and keep making phenomenal beer because I know that there's friends and neighbors like you guys that need that. And I'm going to bring some out to the tailgate this afternoon. So come on out and join us.
Lucy, give us the rundown again. Where is the roller derby tonight and what time does it start?
It starts at 6 o'clock, doors at 5, Rivertown Sports in Granville, which is 2605 Sanford.
Okay, great. You guys got to get out there and check it out. I'm going to try to make an appearance if Mrs. Jopp will come along for the ride. We're going to give it a run and see how it goes. But you've been listening to the Grilling Guys. Thanks for your patience. This train was all over the track today, but we're on 107.3 WBBL. Stick with us next week. We're out at Allen Bob's. We're going to do a huge hunting time breakdown. We'll see you next week. Oh,
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.